And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Tickets, Tickets, Who's Got the Tickets? In the life of a red-blooded American boy, such as Sparky claims to be, there's nothing more wonderful than the opening day game. This is especially true in a city which has a big league baseball team, like Cincinnati, back in 1953. Sparky had been promised two tickets to the opening day game by our good friend Yuki Butcher, who was a member of the squad. It's about a week ago that he got this promise, and he hasn't got the tickets yet. He's rather concerned. I think they're going to arrive in time, but you can't tell Sparky that. Come join us in the little house all the way up the next block.
Still no mailman, still no mailman, still no mailman. Oh, me. Oh.
What you grumbling about?
But those tickets never get here.
What's the matter, Sparky?
Oh, nothing, Mayor. It's just I'm plain disgusted, that's all. Just plain ordinary everyday out and out, plain ordinary disgusted.
You see, Mayor, Sparky is worried about whether or not the mailman's going to deliver the tickets Yuki Butcher said he'd send us from Florida.
Tickets? What tickets is that?
The tickets Yuki said that he'd send to Big John and me for the Cincinnati Reds' first big league game of the season.
Oh, yes, that's right. I remember now, lad. Yeah, sure, you told me about it.
Well, it's been almost a week since Yuki said he was going to send them, and they still haven't come.
Now, Sparky, I told you not to get so excited about it. The tickets will arrive, and we will be able to go to see the opening game.
You know, I'm beginning to wonder if Yuki forgot to send them. You know how forgetful Yuki can be sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. Old Yuki can be forgetful sometimes, lad. But, lad, if Yuki promised you something, I don't think he'd forget. I think he'd make good on his promise.
Well, he might. Or maybe the tickets were lost in the mail.
Oh, now, come on, Sparky. Cut it out. Quit stewing about it. I told you we'll get the tickets on time to see the opening game.
I don't know how. Opening day is Monday. Seems to me if the tickets haven't arrived by now, that they never will.
Now, lad, calm down. Everything will be all right. You just wait and see.
Yes, Sparky, just sit down there, take it easy. Keep looking out the front window. When the mailman comes here, you'll know it, and then you can get out there and get the tickets out of the mailbox. Now, sit down. Take it easy.
Yeah. Okay.
Boy, oh boy. Talk about fidgety people.
Sparky, lad, I wish you wouldn't sit there with that lower lip of yours rolled down like that. Well, you look like a wilted lily. You make your old mayor feel bad just seeing you look so sad.
Well, Mayor, look, you'd feel sad, too, if you knew that you were going to miss seeing the Reds' first game of the season.
Sparky, can't I get you to understand there is still plenty of time for those tickets to be delivered?
Sure, lad. It's just like in a baseball game. Game ain't over till the last man is out.
Yeah, well, it's easy for you to take the whole thing calmly, Mayor. You don't have to worry about getting into the ballpark. You've got a season pass, and besides, you even have to pitch the first ball.
Well, lad, I'll just bet you anything. Lad, you'll be there, too, sitting in a box seat behind third base, watching the whole thing from the very first minute I threw out the first ball right up to the time when the very last out is made.
I don't know how you can say that, Mayor, especially when Big John and I don't have any tickets.
Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make sure that you're at the opening game. Remember, I'm still the mayor of this here town. I can pull a few strings. I'll see to it that I'll get you and Buster a couple of tickets to the opening day game. Okay?
Hey, would you?
Why, sure will. How about that, lad, huh?
Oh, that'd be just fine,
there
Mayor.
There you are, Sparky. See, all your worrying and groaning for nothing.
Yeah, well, don't worry about nothing, lad, nothing. I'll try my best to get you and Buster a couple of box seats. I think I can do it.
Oh, that sure would be nice, Mayor Plumfrock.
Well, fellas, I guess I'll have to get up out of this here comfortable chair and get up to City Hall. I got some business to take care of.
Oh, do you have to leave already, Mayor?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, Buster. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll drop over again this evening. Maybe we can have a little game of checkers or something like that. How about that?
Yeah, fine, Mayor, fine. Anything you say.
Yeah, I'll go to the door with you, Mayor.
All right, lad. Well, so long, Buster.
Yeah, so long, Mayor. I'll see you this evening.
Okay. Well, Ad, remember now, I'll try to get those two tickets for you and Big John.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe you won't have to. Look, there's the mailman walking down our front walk.
I'll just stand around here for a minute and see if those tickets finally got here. Well, see, you got some mail in the box there. Well, lad, who are the letters from? Is they one from Yuki there?
No. Boy, it looks like all the mail we ever get around here lately are bills and old advertisements.
Well, don't worry, lad. I'll see what I can do about getting you some tickets. So long, lad. I'll see you tonight.
Yeah, so long, Mayor. Boy. Oh, boy, Big John.
Now, what's the matter, Sparky?
All I got to say.
What's the matter? What's wrong?
The mailman was just here, and the tickets from Yuki weren't in any of the letters he brought.
Well, I thought you were satisfied now that the mayor said he'd try to get us some tickets.
Yeah, that's just it. He said he'd try. He didn't say he'd definitely get some. Maybe he won't be able to. Then what?
Oh, my. Look, I'll tell you what, Sparky. I know a fellow down at the Cincinnati Reds ticket office. Let's ride down there now, and I'll see if I can buy two tickets to the opening game, huh?
Hey, okay, fine. Let's go. Come on. Big building here, Big John?
Yep, we were lucky to get a parking space right outside. Now, look, you stay here. I'll be right back. And don't get out of the car. Do you hear? Don't get out of the car. I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll be right here. Sure hope he can get the tickets. Let's see, when I diddly comes back. I know what I'll do. I'll count to 100, and maybe by the time I get to 100, he'll be back. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 98, 99, 90, 100. And there he is. No, he isn't either. Oh, yeah. There he is. He came back just when I said 100, just like I said. Hey, Big John, did you get the tickets? Did you get them, Big John?
Yeah, I got them all right. I got them. They're right here in this envelope. Now, you can take it easy and be calm from here on in. Okay, let's get on home. By the time we get home, it'll be time to get supper started.
Oh, boy. I can rest easy at last, because we got two tickets for the opening game. In your desk drawer where they'll be safe, Big John, and then I'll come out and help you get supper ready.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. We no sooner get in the house than the doorbell rings. I'll get it. Sparky, you put those tickets in my desk drawer now.
Yeah, okay. Boy, finally got tickets to the game. Well, I feel better now because now I'm sure we'll get to go. Don't want to miss that. There. Tickets are safe in Big John's desk drawer. Here he comes back. Who's at the door, Big John?
Hey, take a look at this. Two tickets to the Reds' opening game. That was a messenger from City Hall, and here's the note Mayor Plumfront had with the tickets. Take a look at it.
Let's see. Lad, I got two box seat tickets for the Reds' opening day game. They'll be right next to my seat. Now you'll get to see the game. How about that? Now we got four tickets. Four tickets. Uh-oh. There's the doorbell, Big John. I'll answer it. Boy, can you imagine that? Now we got more tickets than we need. Who's that out there in the front porch? Well, there's one way to find out. Well, Mr. Squelchfeather, the special delivery mailman.
That's right, little boy. Oliver Q. Squelchfeather, special agent for the United States Mail of America.
Hey, have you got a special delivery letter for us?
That's why I'm here, little boy. You got a letter here from the Cincinnati Reds Baseball Club. You one of the players, little boy? This your contract? Are you a holdout?
Yeah. A letter for me from the Cincinnati Reds Baseball Club? Let's see it.
Here you are, little boy. Mind if I stick around a while you open it up? My curiosity's got the best of me.
What is it there, Sparky? Who was it that... Oh, hello, Mr. Squelchfeather.
Salutations, Big John. Just delivered a special delivery letter to the little boy.
And look what it is, Big John. The two tickets Yuki said he'd send. They were mailed to us from the baseball club. And the note inside says, these two third base box seats to the opening day game are sent to you with the compliments of Yuki Butcher and the Cincinnati Reds.
You mean to tell me you've got two more tickets?
Well, now we got six tickets to the Cincinnati Reds opening day game. Well, I think we're sure going to see that opening day game. Yes, sir. Oh, six tickets. It never rains but what it pours. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Well, I suppose there's a moral of some kind in that story. Everything comes to him who waits, or, you know, or something like that. But now I know you must be wondering, will Yuki Butcher actually play with the Cincinnati Reds? Will the game be heard on Monday? I suggest you tune in and bring a Cincinnati Reds banner. So long, kids. See you later.